USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States and China held their first phone call since the American change of leadership. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Haggerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart, but the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken, but China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily, they're moving diplomatically, and certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do, and we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The owners of Town Talk Diner and Gastropub, a popular South Minneapolis, Minnesota restaurant, is suing the city and Mayor Jacob Frey over what they characterize as insufficient response to the unrest rioting following the May 29th death of George Floyd. Casey White and Charles Stotts filed their lawsuit in district court Monday. The legal action alleges that Frey and other leaders did not act decisively to protect city business owners and residents from vandals that looted, damaged, and destroyed property and livelihoods. The suit is seeking $4.5 million. The president of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee is reportedly set to resign amid outcry of comments he made earlier this month that women talk too much at board meetings. Yoshiro Mori, who previously served as Japan's prime minister from 2000 to 2001, is expected to step down on Friday when the Olympic Organizing Committee's executive board meets. He is expected to be replaced by former Japan Football Association president Saburo Kawaguchi. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kyle Busch scored a dramatic preseason victory Tuesday night in the Busch Clash, avoiding a crash between frontrunners Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott. To kick off NASCAR Cup Series season with the annual exhibition held for the first time on the Daytona International Speedway road course.
Blaney has the acceleration. They're up in the east banking for the final time. Elliott inside in the chicane.
Oh!
Pound!
Oh!
Ryan Blaney.
Here comes Kyle Busch.
And it's a drag race to the line. Kyle Busch is going to steal the Busch Clash. How about that?
Oh, I did not see that one.
Hey, I thought they were buddies.
I thought they were. Not anymore. Not tonight, anyway.
The Daytona 500 is Sunday, Valentine's Day, and can be seen on Fox. Major League Baseball and the Players Union have come to terms for the 2021 season.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.